Hello, friends, and welcome to Day 32 of Lent. It's so good to see you. We appreciate your presence, and this has been a long journey, and we continue to be dedicated in serving you and those people who tune in. Without you watching, there would be no YouTube channel. So you honor us with your time, and we are very grateful. It's kind of a one-sided conversation because we can't see you, but we have a feeling you can see us right now. But without you, this wouldn't happen, and truly, we are grateful. Mm-hmm. And we're also very grateful to our Patreon team who supports us on a monthly basis. That really, their financial gift to us helps us cover our time that goes into these videos and the mm-hmm. lighting and all the stuff that we have to buy. If you would want to participate in our team and support our mission, we'd be very grateful. We'll put a link in the description, in the card, and also in the email if you received it that way. We are continuing to look for people to sponsor us in this way, so we'd be very grateful for your consideration. By joining our Patreon team, you help us spread mm-hmm. the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Mm-hmm. So today, St. Alphonsus has some beautiful thoughts for us.
Yes, I really just love how he reflects on the martyrdom of Our Lady and just saying, like, wasn't it enough for Christ to be crucified on Calvary? Why did Mary have to be there and basically, in some ways, be crucified along with him? As we mentioned a few days ago, the instrument of her martyrdom was Jesus dying on the cross mm-hmm. as she held him in his arms. That is how she's depicted often. Therefore, Blessed Albert the Great says that as we are under great obligations to Jesus for his passion endured for our love, so also are we under great obligations to Mary for the martyrdom which she voluntarily suffered for our salvation in the death of her son. And what I find interesting is, like, sometimes a lot of us are afraid to be in the presence of someone who is suffering. It brings me back to this time one of our children had to go to the hospital for some kind of, like, simple procedure. And I basically just sent Ken. So I didn't want to be there. It was, like, going to be too hard for me to be there, to see them take my child away and to, like,
into the operating room.
Yes. And so I just kind of passed it on to Ken. And then this way I could be busy myself at home, and then I wouldn't have to deal with it. And I feel like Mary didn't do that. She went to the hill of Calvary and experienced her son's passion to the fullness.
So it's funny, when you're doing readings, what stands out to you? There's a whole bunch that could be said, but there's just one little phrase that really caught my attention today, and I'd like to share it with you, and it's very simple. Away with him, away with him, crucify him. And I thought, the crowds are there, they're yelling this to Jesus. Mary is there as well, I imagine. Do the crowds still yell that today? Mm. You know, the world will say, I'm a good person. But God has revealed that all have fallen short of the glory of God, and we're called to repentance and to trust Jesus as our Savior and live mm-hmm. for him. And what does the world say? Away with him, crucify him. The world will say, it's my body, it's my choice. And so when a person is faced with an unplanned pregnancy, the conception is seen as an inconvenience. And so an abortion is sought. But the truth is that life is a baby, an abortion is murder. And when you say that, what does the world say? Away with him, crucify him. The world will say that marriage is kind of whatever you want it to be. If you want it to be between two men, it can be between two men. It can be between two women if you want. And if you want it to be between three women and one man, well, that's an option too. But God has revealed that marriage is between one man and one woman for life, for keeps. And when you say that, what does the world say? Away with him, crucify him. The world will say, truth is whatever I feel the truth is. So if a man feels like he's a woman, or a woman feels like they're a man, well, therefore, they are whatever they feel. But the truth is, God has created us male and female. And when we identify with something other than that, our biological sex, we are rejecting how God has made us and the beauty in which God has created us. And when you dare mention such a thing, what does the world say? Away with him, crucify him. So it's funny what a little line can do when you read it. And so this is where my mind went today. What should we do? Well, let's just pray. Let's just pray for those who cry out, away with him, crucify him. The rosary's right up there, friends. Let's pray. See you tomorrow.